Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Michel Couron and Ms. Shika Burton from Trust Logistics in Mauritius. First and foremost, very welcome to this interview, Michel.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah?
I direct myself to you because otherwise we talk to three people in one go. So I think it's easier. Yes, as I always do with my interviewees, I always start to ask them by, let's say, ask them how they got into shipping and logistics. So if we start with you, Michel, how come you are in logistics in Mauritius?
It's about 30 years now that I'm in the logistics sector. I've been I've touched almost everything in the logistics, air freight, import-export, sea freight, import-export, courier services, a bit of customs, warehousing. I've touched almost everything in the even removers.
Okay, wow. So you have a very wide experience. How about you, Shika? How come you are not in a bank or in a law firm? How come you are in shipping?
I was looking for something dynamic in particular. So I ended my studies in 2017 and I joined the logistics industry. And when I started, I began like the customer service department. And then later on, I was introduced to sales. And now I am doing both sales and customer service.
Okay,
it's almost 6 years now that I am in this industry.
No, I've been in this industry 40 years and I never look back. This is never boring. And I think that's what we all like about it, right?
Exactly, yes.
Yes.
So let me ask a little bit about... I know, of course, the Mauritius is a beautiful place to go for holiday. Even I haven't been there yet. But if we wait with that for a moment, and I just ask you a little bit about Trust Logistics. Can you tell me what is your main, your headquarters and a little bit about your headcount and your main business? Do you do shipping agency? Do you do all things in shipping or are you specialized?
Okay. Trust Logistics, we are present in the Mauritius market since 2018. Mm-hmm. We have 12 employees with us doing logistics part. Therefore, we have our import operation, export operation, our in-house clearance broker, sales, we do transportation. We look after, we have 10,000 square meters also.
Oh.
Our sister company is in the shipping company. It's called Scott Shipping.
Mm-hmm.
They used to represent DAL and UAFL. And currently, since yesterday, they are the new appointed agent in Mauritius for Pacific International Lines.
Ah, that's very interesting because Pilship, I have some relationship with them from the past. They had some headaches, but now they are starting strong again based on the current market, right?
Exactly. My sister company, which is Scott Shipping, they are mainly in the shipping industry. They do everything related to shipping.
Okay.
Husbandry, crew change, everything related to this industry.
Right.
So it's almost a vertical integration. You have the shipping industry, then you have a freight forwarder because from time to time they have they can offer the service for customs clearance, all type of formalities. But we look after.
Okay. So that means that with the agency of Pilship, and I also noticed that DAL has now been bought by Hapag-Lloyd, right?
Yes,
exactly.
So things are changing in the shipping industry. But basically, you have Scott Shipping, the agency arm and representing owners, and you are, let's say, the logistics arm doing everything related. In Mauritius, what are the main ports of call?
You have only one port, which is Port Louis.
Port Louis, okay.
It's Port Louis.
Okay. And that's where all your import and export would be transported to and from.
Right? Exactly. Currently, we use Mauritius as a hub for all the Indian Ocean's islands, namely Réunion, Madagascar, Seychelles, Mayotte. We do consultants from Mauritius to this destination.
Oh, yeah. That's also very interesting because it is an area that's, at least shipping-wise, not many know so much about. And that we can go, that you can handle shipments via Mauritius and then into these even smaller islands. It's quite that's quite good to know for our viewers, I think.
Yeah.
What is the population of Mauritius and what kind of languages do you speak there generally?
Okay, population is about 1.3 million inhabitants. Okay. Official language is English. Mm-hmm. But most people speak French in Mauritius.
Okay.
And native language is Creole.
Ah, right. Yeah. That's now I recall something. Creole. That's that, when you say Creole, then I always think it must be an island. It must be beautiful, and the weather is good, right?
Exactly. Yes.
So, okay, and in. Do you see a lot? I'm just asking a little bit out of interest here. Do you see a lot of Indian or Chinese investment in your country at the moment?
Yes. Let's say right now, there's a main project government to government between Mauritius and India, mm-hmm. Whereby we have handled all the project for creation of a GT and K. And small island called Agaliga.
Wow.
So, we have big equipment coming to Mauritius from India. From there, we had to export it to Agaliga. We had to charter vessel to bring these equipment from Mauritius to Agaliga. We did the customs formalities, everything.
Okay. And of course, you need to have know-how because many of these small islands, the draft is not very, very, very much, and you need special
barges. Yes. That's why we have built a new GT in Agaliga for bigger vessel, be able to get to berth there.
Okay, quite interesting. No, but I just looked at the map before this interview, and certainly Mauritius has a strategic location, and I think developing yourself into a hub will be good business for you, like a mini Singapore somehow, right?
Looks like, yes.
Yes. And how would you say, how is the corona? I have to ask this question, even it's boring to talk about corona, but how is the situation in your country at the moment on this?
We still have to wear masks. We still have to keep social distancing.
Public places,
everywhere you need to keep the mask. There's not a lot of cases in Mauritius. Unfortunately, yesterday we heard there was 3 deaths, but otherwise, the number of patients is about 10.
Okay.
Things like that, but it's very low.
Okay, so it's getting better at least, yes?
Yes, almost all activities is back to normal, let's say.
Okay, great. And that means the tourists are
coming tourists, again. Yes, again, yes.
Yeah. How would you say, if I plan to come and pay you a visit down there, or if anyone else watching this program was planning, what is the best routing coming out of Europe or Asia? Where do you have direct flights from?
From France, direct flight,
yes.
UK direct flight.
Okay.
You can have a flight from via Emirates also, via Dubai.
Ah, okay.
Otherwise, you have Air Mauritius, Air France, even from Belgium. I think there's Air Belgium coming to Mauritius.
Okay.
The sky is open. There's a lot of international carriers coming to Mauritius.
Okay.
And from Asia also, you have a direct flight from Singapore to Mauritius, Malaysia, Thailand. These major hubs, you have direct flight, or else you go via you can go via Dubai, you can go via Istanbul also. You have Turkish Airlines coming to Mauritius.
Okay.
In terms of connection, air freight connection, there's a lot of connection coming down to Mauritius.
Okay, that's good to hear. I will ask my wife permission to go for an inspection tour very soon.
You're welcome.
Why not organizing this the next AGM in Mauritius?
Yes, yeah, you absolutely. I can tell you, we are looking into doing that certainly, and we have. Now we took a decision that we will be in Thailand for this one, but we could perhaps select Mauritius for the next one, and then give people enough time, because you're also part of Africa, and it's an interesting region. And with you as a hub, I think many members would like to go there for sure.
Of course, you have beautiful beaches, sand, everything.
Yes, no. I trust you. I can see on you both smiling so much. So, but that's really good. And one of the last questions I have: how do you feel logistics business is doing? Can you feel that it's? I mean, of course, there's always competition, and ship owners are fully booked at the moment. But your business is doing well.
Yes. We have some nominated shipment at the Mauritius.
Okay.
Export, for example, last year we did export side. We did around about 1,000 containers out of Mauritius to various destination, and for import it was about, let's say, about 500 to 600 containers.
Oh, pretty good for a country of your size, definitely. Now that's good to hear. Listen, I think this has been very interesting to get you on the map here, and it's the first time we ever interviewed anyone for, I might say, one of the smallest islands in the world. We've had bigger islands such as not even Madagascar, but Australia, if you could call that an island. But
yes,
you belong to the smaller ones. I really want to say many thanks to you both for giving input for this interview. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview with Trust Logistics in the beautiful place of Mauritius. And we were talking to Mr. Michel Couron and also Ms. Shika Burton. And they both have given us a good idea, I think, about not only to pay the place a visit, but also to start doing business there. So thank you all, and stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.